Hymn 570, God loved the world so that he gave. The fourth Sunday in Lent focuses on the salvation that has been won for us in Christ. The Old Testament story of the bronze snake reminds us that even in our rebellious sin, God offers forgiveness. The bronze snake was a type or a shadow which pointed forward to the sacrifice of Christ. The Apostle John reveals for us in John chapter 3 that just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so also the Son of Man must be lifted up for the sins of the world. John 3:16 has often been called the gospel in a nutshell because it is a quick and clear explanation of the core of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Our hymn this week expounds on the truth of John 3:16. Our salvation is found in Christ alone. This is the chief cornerstone of our faith, and through his blood we become children of God. Verse 1. God loved the world so that he gave his only Son, the lost to save, that all who would in him believe should everlasting life receive. Verse 1 of our hymn is a paraphrase of John 3:16. It reminds us of the love of God. It reminds us that he sent his one and only Son to suffer and die for the sins of the entire world. It is only through faith in Christ that we receive the free and gracious gift of forgiveness and eternal life. We can do nothing to earn this gift, but we can refuse it. Imagine that someone deposited $1 million in your bank account, but you never went and withdrew that money. It would not be that person's fault, but yours for refusing the gift. You did nothing to earn the gift, but you can refuse it. This is the same with our salvation. God has given us the gift of his Son. Question: why are some people skeptical of the gospel's proclamation of free grace? Verse 2. Christ is the solid rock of faith, who was made flesh and suffered death. All who confide in him alone are built on this chief cornerstone. Our faith is built on Christ. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians that if Christ had not been raised from the dead, then our faith is futile and we are still in our sins. Our salvation rests on Christ alone. We can do nothing to pay for one of our sins, let alone all of them. Without Christ, we would be eternally lost and condemned. But we know that Christ is the eternal Son of God. He came and died for us, and through him we have eternal life. This is the cornerstone that the entire Christian church is built on. This is the cornerstone that our faith is built on. Christ is a solid and sure foundation, and the gates of hell will never overcome the solid rock of Christ. Question: why is a solid foundation important for any building? Verse 3. God would not have the sinner die. His Son with saving grace is nigh. His Spirit in the Word declares that we in Christ are heaven's heirs. Our God is righteous and holy. He cannot tolerate and must punish sin. But he is also a God of boundless love. God does not want anyone to be condemned to an eternity in hell. When Adam and Eve sinned, they brought the curse of sin into the world. God provided a solution to sin in his Son. Instead of punishing us as our sins deserve, God punished Christ in our place. We were born in our trespasses and sins as enemies of God, but through faith in Christ we have been made heirs of the kingdom of heaven. Question: what does it mean that we are heirs of heaven? Verse 4. Be of good cheer, for God's own Son forgives the sins that you have done. You're justified by Jesus' blood. Baptized, you are a child of God. We no longer need to fear punishment for our sins because Christ was punished in our place. Satan cannot accuse us any longer because we have been declared not guilty by God. The righteousness of Christ has been given to us. That's what it means to be justified. God has declared us not guilty. Christ took all our sins onto himself on the cross and gave to us his holiness. Through the waters of baptism, we have been buried with Christ and raised again as a dear child of God. Question: why did God need to die on the cross? Verse 5. If you are sick, if death is near, this truth your troubled heart can cheer. Christ Jesus saves my soul from death. This is the anchor of my faith. An anchor holds a ship steady during the fiercest storm. As we face times of trial and hardship in our life, we can be tossed about. Death is terrifying. During the fiercest storms of life, Jesus is the anchor that holds us fast. We do not need to fear the power of death because Christ has conquered death for us. On Easter morning, Christ rose victorious from the grave. By his resurrection, he assured that all who believe in him will conquer death and have eternal life with him. This is why Christians have joy as they face death. We know that death is not the end of life, but the beginning of eternal life with our Lord. Question: why can a Christian have confidence in the face of death? Verse 6. Glory to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. To you, O blessed Trinity, be praise now and eternally. The final verse of our hymn offers praise to our triune God. This is a great mystery of our faith. We worship one God who is three persons in one God. This is beyond our ability to understand. We accept this truth only by faith. Praise be to our God who has saved us from our sins and gives us victory over the grave. God so loved the world that he gave is a beautiful hymn that reminds us of the joy and wonder of the gospel. We are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. We are blessed to have a God who loved us so much that he sent his one and only Son to suffer and die for us. We are so blessed to have a God who loved us so much that he clothed himself with human flesh and made his dwelling among us so that he could suffer and die for us. By the death of Christ, we have been declared not guilty of all our sins. We have the glorious joy of eternal life because Christ defeated the power of death by his resurrection. All praise be to our eternal God.